This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to South Fayette High School for WPIAL AAA Individual Sectionals. I'm Nate Rigotti alongside my partner and friend, Sam McCollum. Today's broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Nate Rigotti alongside Sam McCollum. Sam, glad to be with you as we get set for some more wrestling here from South Fayette High School. We've been here since 9:15 this morning. They told us the Parade of Champions was going to start at 9:25. It was over at 9:27. So they started a little bit early. So we are ready to go for more wrestling here from South Fayette as we get underway. The champions, the third place bouts, and the fifth place bouts.
Absolutely. It's exciting. It's been a great day of wrestling so far. Looking forward to this. We're about underway with the finals now. We've got Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township against Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. That is for the championship at 107 pounds. And they are just underway. We've got somebody on their back on the far mat, and I believe that is Spencer Hills of Upper St. Clair, close to being pinned. And time runs out. Cooper Knorr of Chartiers Valley will take the lead in that match. That is the fifth place match. Third place, we must have had a forfeit. You'll have to try to look that
I'm
up, Nate, when you get a second.
I'm going to pull all that up while you watch the mats for me, my friend.
Perfect, perfect. So in the fifth place match, Cooper Knorr of Chartiers Valley leads 7-0 over Spencer Hills as they go into the second period.
We did it. 107 pounds. Bryce Thomas of Moon receives the forfeit from Jackson Hoy of Trinity.
Okay. And now close to picking up a takedown on mat number two, which is the final. And there it is. That'll be Michael Johnson of West Allegheny picking up the takedown, and that'll put him up 3-0 as they go off the edge of the mat. Let me check that for sure here.
We're going to have a bunch of forfeits as well for fifth place. We're going to have forfeits at 145, 172, 189, and 215. Again, really no reason to wrestle. All six are going to get into the WPIL tournament next weekend. Everybody wrestling right now, despite consolation. You might change seating a little bit, but somebody's hurt or you're not feeling your best. No reason to go out for fifth and sixth.
Yeah, if you go in as fifth place or sixth place finisher, it's not going to make that big a difference. So it was Michael Johnson who got the takedown. He'll go up 3-0 over Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township as they go into the second period. That is your championship bout at 107 pounds. And we have a final over on the far mat. It was a fall for Cooper Knorr of Chartiers Valley, but I didn't get the time. So Cooper Knorr will be your fifth-place finisher. Spencer Hills will be your sixth-place finisher at 107 pounds. Now back over to our finals match. Michael Johnson 3-0 over Nicholas McGarity. McGarity riding on top here in the second period. You know these teams, West Allegheny, Upper St. Clair, Waynesburg, Peters Township, somebody's got to change your colors.
I was going to say, you're going to say they're all black and red, right?
Yep. Somebody's got to change their colors. It's a little too confusing when you see them, and they're paired in different ways, but you still can't tell. So McGarity of Peters Township riding on top, trailing by three. 40 seconds to go here in the second period. McGarity has Johnson flattened out, trying to work on the arms, trying to bar him up, bring him back, can't get anything going. Now he'll go with a claw ride. He lets that go, goes with a half on one side, bars up the far arm. The problem with this is he's in that parallel ride. You got to get out to the side and try to run something. Time running down to 5 seconds to go here in the second period. And that'll do it. We will head to the third period with Michael Johnson of West Allegheny leading 3-0 over Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township. Both come in with impressive records. McGarity with a record of 30-4 and Johnson with a record of 33-5.
McGarity, the number one seed coming in here tonight.
Yep.
Today, this morning, whenever. Took him a while to actually, not a huge field at 107.
No.
Took him a while to actually get to wrestle.
1 point escape for McGarity, and that'll make it 3-1. They're on their feet. Now a shot in by McGarity. Can't get it to finish. Now a reshot. He's in deep on a single leg. Can he work on it? Wizard put in by Johnson. McGarity, they're on the edge of the mat. McGarity's trying to pull him back in. And off the edge of the mat, Johnson goes. And we're going to run injury time for Nicholas McGarity. Not sure if he got kicked in the side or what. They're looking at his ribs.
So at 107, third place will go to Bryce Thomas of Moon. Fourth place, Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Cooper Knorr will take the fourth spot after the fall of Spencer Hills at 216. And Spencer Hills of Upper St. Clair will take sixth. All six qualifying for the WPIL finals next week.
And we're back underway. McGarity appears to be okay. Still on their feet. Couple head taps from McGarity. Now a shot in by McGarity. He's in on a single leg, trying to switch to a double. Trying to hit a funk roll and grab the ankle is Johnson. But McGarity stopped him. McGarity's in a decent place here if he can just free his ankle to get a takedown. But time's running down to 45 seconds. In the match. And now McGarity's going to tilt Johnson, or Johnson's going to tilt McGarity to his back. No, vice versa. McGarity has Johnson on his back. McGarity's going to get the takedown. He's going to go up 4-3. And he's going to get two near fall points. So Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, proving why he was the top seed coming in here, is now up 6-3 with 15 seconds to go. Down to 5 seconds to go. And your winner by a score of 6-3, and your champion today, Nicholas McGarity out of Peters Township at 107 pounds as he defeats Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
And welcome back to South Fayette. It's the finals of the WPIAL AAA Southern Sectional. We're at 114 pounds. Championship bout is Lucas Carson of West Allegheny against Parker Jennings of Trinity. Carson already up 3-0.
In the third place bout, it's Karsten Kirchner of Moon against Aiden Miller of Baldwin. That one, a Kirchner 3-0 lead as we approach the end of the first period. And in the fifth place bout, Sam Burgunder of Chartiers Valley against
Alisher Abdurakhmanov.
I'm relying on you. Hey. Abdurakhmanov from Upper St. Clair, 3-1.
Nate, I have the advantage. I said it how many times the other night. So, a little bit of advantage on that one. Lucas Carson, West Allegheny, leading 3-0 over Parker Jennings of Trinity. That's the championship bout at 114 pounds. And I just noticed they must have gotten our leak stopped.
Towel guy's taking a break.
He is. He doesn't even have a towel around him. Now he's just Matt guy. And close to a one-point escape is Jennings. He will get the one-point escape. That'll make it 3-1. Shot in by Carson, but off the edge of the mat they go. Time will run out in the first period. 3-1, Carson leading over Jennings.
Halfway through the second period in the third place bout, Karsten Kirchner leads Aiden Miller 3-0. Abdurakhmanov leads Burgunder 3-1 with a minute remaining second period in the fifth place bout.
It was Carson's choice here in the second period. He'll come right up to his feet, turn in and look for a reversal instead of a, well, now he'll back out and get the one-point escape. So Carson now leads 4-1. Jennings did a nice job. Carson stood up, immediately turned into him and hit a double leg, and Jennings was able to get his butt back and get out of dodge and not give up any points other than the escape. Now a single leg shot by Jennings. Can't quite grab the leg. Now he comes back up to his feet. Now another shot. Can't get to the legs by Jennings. Down to a minute to go in the second period. Carson still leading Jennings 4-1. They're on their feet. They're into this head tie, ear to ear.
Ball in the first place bout for Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair comes at 235. Abdurakhmanov finishes fifth. Burgunder of Chartiers Valley sixth.
Carson had a 2-on-1 on Jennings' arm. Jennings did a reverse spin, grabbed a single leg, switched to a double leg, and got the takedown. Jennings has tied this match up with Carson. It's now 4-4. Beautiful move by Parker Jennings. Now Carson comes to his feet, turns in, goes on a double leg this time. He's in deep. Is he going to get to reversal? No, he switches to a single leg. And he will end up getting the reversal. So Carson, instead of getting the escape, immediately turns back into Jennings and takes him down. 6-4, now Carson leading over Jennings. And that'll do it for the second period. So it is Jennings' choice here in the third. And he wants to go neutral. Jennings and Carson. Carson leading 6-4. Third period action, 114-pound championship bout. Now single leg shot by Carson. Switches to a double. He sits Jennings down on his butt. Jennings reaches over the back. trying to throw him over. He's not going to be able to do it. He's going to give up the takedown, and that'll make it 8-4 in favor of Carson. Carson now has the leg turked of Jennings. Well, now he lets that go, and he's going to work something else. Just over a minute to go here in the third. Carson leading 9-4 over Jennings. And now Granby roll by Jennings. Carson just goes right on through with him. Carson has Jennings flattened out, bars up the arm, tries to bring it back into a wing situation. Can't let it go now, or can't get it to go. Oh, now he's working on a crossface cradle, has to let that go. Jennings tries to come to his feet, knocks Carson off balance. Carson hanging onto the leg as Jennings steps over the top, locks between the crotch and tries to throw him over the top. Down to 30 seconds to go. And we're going to have a stalemate call.
Third place bout, Karsten Kirchner with the fall at 4:17 to take the third place spot.
And we're back underway now with 25 seconds to go. Jennings comes up to his feet, turns in, can't get an escape though, as Carson drops down on a single leg. Carson hanging onto this leg like a dog with a bone. He is not going to let it go until time runs out. And that'll do it. Time is going to run out. Lucas Carson is your champion at 114 pounds as he defeats Parker Jennings 9-4. You're listening to High School Wrestling on greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
And welcome back to South Fayette. We're at 121-pound championship action. Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny, Gianno Gardner of Canham Mac. We are scoreless here early in the first period. In the third place match, we have Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park, Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon, and in the fifth place match, Landon Alt of Trinity, Brock Dennison of South Fayette. As I say that, Gianno Gardner picks up a takedown and goes up 3-0 over Bencho in the championship match.
End of the first period in the third place bout here at 121 pounds, Pierce Reinhardt and Jonathan Emma scoreless.
Gardner riding hard on Bencho. Bencho trying to come up to his feet. He can't. Oh, now caught in a cross wrist tilt is Bencho. Gardner had him on his back briefly. Could not get any swipes of the hand. Now coming back up to his feet is Bencho. Gardner trying to hang on. And off the edge of the mat they go. So they'll come back in to start again with Bencho in the down position. Bencho now comes up to his feet. Gardner riding around the waist. And there's a one-point escape for Bencho. Now a single leg shot by Gardner. Trying to hang on here as Gardner. He'll step over the leg. Looking for a defensive fall is Gardner. Now he needs to pop his head out and keep coming around, and there it is. That's a takedown for Gardner. He'll go up 6-1 as time will run out here in the first period.
End of the first period in the fifth place bout, Landon Ault of Trinity and Brock Dennison of South Fayette scoreless. Now a 1-0 lead for Pierce Reinhardt over Jonathan Emma in the third place bout.
Second period, we will start in the neutral position. Gardner working at 2-on-1 as they go off the edge of the mat.
Fall in the fifth place bout at 122 for Brock Dennison of South Fayette over Landon Ault of Trinity, who will take sixth.
Now a snap down spin around by Gardner. He's got to get him on the mat. Oh, he got him down, but he lost control as he did. And now turning into him is Bencho. Is Bencho going to be able to hang on? No one's going to score. Well, not so far. They're on the edge of the mat. And as I say that, Bencho grabs the ankle and comes around the side now behind. He'll get the takedown. And now it's 6-4 in favor of Gardner. Right on the edge of the mat again. Bencho actually has a cradle. Can he bring Gardner back in? And he will. Bencho has Gardner in a cradle on his back. Okay, we're going to have two near fall points.
Blood.
Yeah, we're going to have two near fall points for Bencho. That'll tie the match up. But they stopped it as soon as he went to his back because Gardner had a bloody nose. And as they look at him, we're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And welcome back to South Fayette, cleaning up the mat, getting everybody cleaned up as Gardner and Bencho come back out here. Now they have the score 6-4 in favor of Gardner, but I thought they awarded the two back points, and it's not on here yet.
No, he definitely did. They might not have, when they paused and started the blood time clock, it might have to be added back in, right?
You're right. The clock down there says 6-6. So here we go, underway now with Bencho and Gardner, and they did fix the score. Bencho riding on top. Gardner now trying to sit into him. Bencho laced the leg and trying to go the cross body ride. Gardner sat into him and thought he was going to get a reversal, but Bencho able to get back in control. Down to 25 seconds to go. And now we're going to have blood time again for Gardner.
End of the bout at 121 pounds for third place. Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park wins by decision 7-0 over Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon. While we have a chance, want to recap 114 pounds for you. Lucas Carson, your champion out of West Allegheny, with a 9-4 decision over Parker Jennings, who finishes second from Trinity. Third place bout, Karsten Kirchner from Moon takes third after pinning Aiden Miller of Baldwin in 4:17. And the fifth place bout, Alisher Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair, takes home fifth after pinning Sam Burgunder of Chartiers Valley in 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Here we go, Nate. We're back underway now. Everybody's all cleaned up. 20 seconds to go. We're tied at 6 apiece. Bencho riding on top of Gardner. Half put in on one side. Gardner peels it off. Down to 10 seconds to go. And this one's headed to overtime. Time will run out. 6-6 between Bencho and Gardner. And it will be Bencho's choice because he scored first.
I think it's going to the third period, Sam.
It is. I got ahead of myself. This is not going to overtime. This is the third period. I wonder why it was his choice already, because the first overtime period should have been on their feet. Now a shot by Gardner right on the edge. You can hear the crowd. They wanted the takedown, but it was just off the edge of the mat. Bencho spun around and grabbed the leg just to fight it off. Now a single leg shot by Bencho.
They awarded Bencho an escape point right at the very beginning of that,
yeah,
too.
To catch you up, he did get the escape point. It is now 7-6 in favor of Bencho. Now close to getting a takedown is Bencho. He'll come around behind, and he will. So Bencho will now go up 10-6. And now Bencho has a cradle locked up again. No, he doesn't. Gardner peeled the hands off. And now roll through by Gardner. Gardner now trying to grab onto a single leg. Hanging over the back is Bencho. Down to a minute to go in the match. And now Gardner trying to sit up and catch Bencho in a defensive fall. Can't get it to go. They come back around. Now Bencho's going to come around behind. Pick up on a single leg. And Gardner does a nice sit to his butt and spin around and catch Bencho. And he'll get a takedown, which is three. And then a one-point escape for, or Gardner will get the three-point takedown. Bencho will get a one-point escape. Let me check the score now. They have 11-8.
More blood time.
Yeah, now we're running blood time for Gardner once again. I'm not sure that score is correct. Well, that's what they have on the scoreboard, so it must be. 11-8, Bencho leading over Gardner. Well, I'll tell you, we haven't seen many bloody noses today, but the ones we have been serious bloody noses.
They've been real, yeah.
Yeah. Well, here we go. He's okay. 30 seconds left. They're on their feet. Bencho still leading by three. Now a shot in by Gardner. Bencho grabs the ankle, tries to come around the side, and he will. There's the takedown. Now Granby roll by Gardner. Can he catch Bencho? No. 14-8 is the score. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Draped over the back in a waterfall position is Gardner as Bencho grabbed a leg. And time is going to run out. Your final is going to be 14-8. Thomas Bencho out of West Allegheny is your champion at 121 pounds. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And welcome back to South Fayette. We're up to 127 pounds in the finals now. Dom Canale of Trinity and Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon are just now underway. In the third place match, it'll be Floyd Huff of Waynesburg, Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. And in fifth place, it'll be Dane McMillan of Peters Township, Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair.
End of the first period in the fifth place bout. Tucker with a 3-0 lead over Dane McMillan of Peters Township.
Try to keep an eye on both these matches, the championship bout and the third place bout, since we have Trinity in the championship and Waynesburg in the third place. Canale and Sala are still scoreless as they go off the edge of the mat. That's a quick first period in consolations. Huff and Fisher, they're already done with the first period and they're scoreless. Canale has a record of 33-4. Evan Sala with a record of 14-1. We knew some of these finals were going to be pretty good matches. We are still scoreless with 25 seconds to go here in the first period. And shot attempt by Sala. Can't get it to go. Down to 10 seconds to go. And time will run out here in the first period. Dom Canale, Trinity, Evan Sala, Mount Lebanon, scoreless in a 127-pound final.
Alex Tucker in the fifth-place bout, winning 4-3 over Dane McMillan thus far with 50 seconds remaining second period. Here in the third-place matchup between Floyd Huff and Colton Fisher, Fisher of Bethel Park has a 2-0 lead over Floyd Huff of Waynesburg.
So Canale started in the down position here in the second period and quickly sits out, turns in, and gets a one-point escape.
A couple of back points for Colton Fisher. Take a 6-0 lead over Floyd Huff in the third-place bout.
A lot of action between Canale and Sala. No points yet other than the escape for Canale. Fighting for hand control as Sala tries to work a two-on-one on the left arm of Canale. And now let's that go. They're right on the edge of the mat again. And off the edge they go. 108 remaining here in the second period between Canale and Sala. Both wrestlers like to work from space. They get into some hand control a couple times and then they want to get back out of it.
End of the second period in the fifth place bout. A couple of back points for Alex Tucker at the buzzer. Makes it 8-3 over Dane McMillan of Peters Township. They begin the third period in the third place bout. Fisher and Huff. Fisher leading Huff 6-0.
Down to 30 seconds to go. Shot attempt by Sala, but he can't get back to the legs. Canale catches him in a front headlock position. Time running down, 15 seconds to go in the second period. Down to five, and that's how the second period is going to end. We will head to the third with Dom Canale of Trinity leading 1-0 over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon.
Floyd Huff took a big shot. Fisher fought it off, but Huff finally able to finish off the takedown. Trailing now 6-3 to Colton Fisher with 1:10 remaining in the third period.
And we have a false start on Canale. He's in the top position here in the third. And he got a little anxious, trying to anticipate the whistle. And now we're underway. Canale will lace the leg, now lace both legs, trying to work a hard half. Trying to bar up the arms as Canale on top. He's got both legs laced. He's got Sala flattened out right in the center of the mat.
We're going to have blood time in the third place bout between Huff and Fisher with 39 seconds remaining there. It's a 12-10 lead for Dane McMillan now of Peters Township over Alex Tucker in the fifth place bout.
Well, now Canale has Sala up on his side, almost over for back points. There's a swipe. He's getting back points now. Canale holding Sala on his back. And now Sala will belly out, but it'll be four back points for Canale. Canale will now take the lead 5-0. 1 minute to go in the match. Sala once again works him over to his back. And here's more back points coming for Canale. Down to 40 seconds to go.
Final in the fifth place bout. McMillan takes the win 12-0.
Four more near fall points for Canale as he breaks the hold. 9-0 the score, 25 seconds to go. Canale riding hard on top. I'll tell you, Sala hasn't had a chance to get out.
Takedown for Floyd Huff. It's not going to be enough. Colton Fisher wins third place, 7-6.
And your champion is going to be Dom Canale out of Trinity, 9-0 over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. That's your champion, Dom Canale. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net, WJPA Radio.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And welcome back to South Fayette High School. It's the WPIAL AAA Southern Sectional. We are in the championship finals. We're at 133 pounds where Kale Yannick out of Moon is wrestling Collier Hartman out of Cannon McMillan. Just underway, scoreless. Over in the third place bout, it's A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. Logan Connolly of Shark Tears Valley. And wrestling for fifth place, Seth Miller of Bethel Park and Peter Leventis of South Fayette. Hartman here with a shot, goes off the edge. No, they circle back in. And now off the edge they go.
Recap 121 for you. Thomas Bencho of West A, your winner, with a decision over Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. He's your champion. Third place at 121 goes to Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park with a 7-0 decision over Jonathan Emma. And the fifth place finisher at 121, Brock Dennison of South Fayette, a pin at 122 over Landon Ault of Trinity.
And back over to the championship bout. 40 seconds to go here in the first period. No score. Yannick comes in with a record of 24-2. Hartman with a record of 34-4. And both wrestlers on their feet, 20 seconds to go. Just stalk each other. Time's going to run out here in the first period. And we will go into the second period scoreless between Yannick and Hartman.
In third place, minute left in the second period, A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny and Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley tied at three. In the fifth place bout, Seth Miller of Bethel Park leads Peter Leventis of South Fayette 5-0 with 45 seconds remaining second period.
And it is Hartman's choice. He'll choose down for the second period. Right off the whistle, comes up to his feet. And now hits a Peterson. And he'll get a two-point reversal. Is he going to get back points here? Hartman will go up 2-0 with a beautiful Peterson. And he will get four near fall points. That'll make the score 6-0 in favor of Hartman out of Cannon McMillan. Now we get set. We're underway again. Right off the whistle, Hartman laces a leg, gets a half in on the opposite side. They're trying to run that half, but he's got Yannick up on his knees. He's got to break Yannick down. Now Yannick comes up to a quad pod. Hartman does break him back down. Hartman has the arm trapped up on the back. Now he's going to work into a wing. He's got the wing, and he's trying to turn Yannick, and Yannick rolls through and comes out for a one-point escape. And off the edge of the mat they go. That'll make the score 6-1 in favor of Hartman with just under a minute to go in the second period.
Here, 133 pounds. Beginning of the third period in the fifth place bout, Seth Miller of Bethel Park leads Peter Leventis of South Fayette 5-0. In the third place bout, it's A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny leading Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley 7-3 with a minute 20 remaining in the third period.
And off the edge of the mat they go in the championship bout. Hartman holding onto that lead, 6-1. Wrestlers are on their feet, 45 seconds to go in the second period. Head tap by Yannick. Couple more head taps from Yannick. Neither wrestler really making a concerted attempt. Now Gardner tries to shoot in on a double leg. Yannick pans back and gets out of the way. Now they're right on the edge of the mat, and off the edge they go. 6 seconds to go here in the second period. Hartman out of Cannon McMillan leading Yannick of Moon 6-1. Time will run out in the second period. We'll head to the third. 6-1 remains a score in favor of Hartman. It's Yannick's choice, and he wants to go from the neutral position. Yannick, a double leg shot from too far out. Gardner pans back, gets out of the way. Or Hartman, excuse me, pans back, gets out of the way. So they'll come back into the center as they go off the edge of the mat.
Into the third place bout, A.J. Snatchko, a decision over Logan Connolly, 8-5.
Right on the edge of the mat, Hartman close to picking up a takedown. Yannick does a nice job to get out of the way. Back in the center for a restart. 125 remaining in the match. Now a bad shot by Yannick. Snap down, but he can't spin around. Was Hartman. They both come back up on their feet. Now a shot in by Hartman. Runs out of mat as they go off the edge.
And that's a final in the fifth place bout at 133 pounds. Seth Miller of Bethel Park with a decision 7-5 over Peter Leventis of South Fayette.
Oh, a shot by Hartman from too far out. Snap down, spin around by Yannick, and Yannick will get the takedown. And now the score is 6-4. With 1:07 remaining in the third period, Hartman still in the lead. Yannick will now cut Hartman and give him the one-point escape so that they can start on their feet. So now it's 7-4. Yannick the aggressor here. Hartman backing up. Now he circles in. 7-4, Hartman with the lead. 40 seconds to go. Shot by Yannick, too far out. Hartman catches him in a front headlock, but off the edge they go. Over on the edge of the mat, shot in by Yannick, can't get anything done. 25 seconds to go. And off the edge of the mat they go. Hartman using the side of the mat very smartly. Off the edge one more time. Hartman camping out right there on the edge of the mat, and every time Yannick shoots, he just circles in. So he's not stalling, it's just good mat use. Down to 15 seconds to go. Yannick pursuing, now a caution for stalling against Hartman. That's his first. 10 seconds to go. And your section champion. Well, no, we have a little bit of time left. 4 seconds, they go off the edge of the mat again. I thought that was it. Now, caution for stalling again against Hartman. That's 1 point, but it won't matter. Your final is going to be 7-5. Collier Hartman is your winner out of Cannon McMillan as he defeats Cale Yannick of Moon. You're listening to High School Wrestling on greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
And here we go again, South Fayette High School. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette against T.J. Allison of Trinity for the championship at 139 pounds. For third place, we have Aiden Stout of Bethel Park against Jacob Chacon of Montour. And for fifth place at 139, Logan Slovic and Mike Griffiths. Griffiths out of Baldwin, Slovic out of West Allegheny. So we'll go back over to the championship out here and keep an eye on T.J. Allison. As he and Talon Mazenko lock horns. Allison with a record of 21-1. Mazenko with a record of 27-4. 2-on-1 for Mazenko, or for Allison, and now he gets out of that. And now we're back into this 2-on-1 for Allison. And Allison's still working the 2-on-1, can't do anything out of it. Mazenko countering by grabbing the head. Off the edge of the mat they go.
End of the first period in the third place bout, Aiden Stout of Bethel Park leading Jacob Chakin of Montour 3-0. Fifth place bout, it's still scoreless between Slovic and Griffiths.
Now we're into a head tie, ear to ear. And they snap out of that. Once again, we're back into that head tie. 10 seconds to go here in the first period. And time's going to run out in the first period. We'll go to the second scoreless between T.J. Allison of Trinity and Talon Mazenko of South Fayette.
Recap 127 for you. Tom Canale of Trinity, your section champion. Major decision over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon at 9-0. Third place bout, Colton Fisher of Bethel Park, a 7-6 decision over Floyd Huff of Waynesburg. And Dane McMillan of Peters Township takes home fifth with a decision over Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair, 12-10.
And now, in the second period, it'll be Mazenko in the top position. Right off the whistle, coming up to his feet is going to be Allison. Allison trying to get free here. And now a one-point escape will be awarded to T.J. Allison. So it's 1-0. They're over on the edge into this head tie. Allison drives in. And off the edge they go. 1-0, Allison over Mazenko with 1:24 remaining in the second period. And now Allison has Mazenko in a front headlock position. No, now he's got an underhook. And he pulls Mazenko back up on his feet, and they're right off the edge of the mat, and off they go. 1:02 remaining here in the second period.
End of the second in the third place bout. Stout leads Chaikin 5-1. End of the second in the fifth place bout. Slovak leads Griffiths 4-1. All this at 139 pounds.
And now an underhook on one side by Allison. Both wrestlers still on their feet. 40 seconds to go in the second. Neither wrestler really committing to a shot at the legs. Both kind of work their setups. And I guess just don't feel comfortable enough to shoot. And now Allison has the underhook on one side, almost in a lateral drop position, right on the edge of the mat. And off the edge they go. Down to 13 seconds to go.
Now 6-1 Slovak for fifth place with a minute remaining third period. Trying to get a pin over there of Mike Griffiths of Baldwin.
Time's going to run out here in the second period. We're going to head to the third with T.J. Allison of Trinity leading 1-0 over Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. I believe it's Mazenko's choice. It is, and he'll choose down to start the third period. Right off the whistle, Mazenko sits out, then comes up to his feet, turns in, gets a one-point escape. We're tied at one apiece here in the third. Underhook this time by Mazenko. Right on the edge of the mat. Allison now grabs the arm, tries a leg trip, can't get it to go. Now shoots in on the leg, has a single leg. Down low with a wizard put in is Mazenko. And now into a front headlock position and off the edge of the mat they go.
Winner of the fifth place bout, Logan Slovak. Major decision, 10-1 of West Allegheny over Mike Griffiths of Baldwin. Things come to a close in the third place bout as well. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, decision over Jacob Chaikin of Montour, 5-1.
1:05 left here in the match. We're tied at one apiece with Allison and Mazenko. Working in and out of the head tie, working for hand control. Allison drives into Mazenko and off the edge they go. Caution for stalling against Mazenko. It's our first caution, I believe, for either wrestler. And now we're back in. Allison bundles the arms, and he lets it go. Both wrestlers still on their feet. 25 seconds to go. Allison now with an underhook. moves into that lateral drop position, but off the edge of the mat they go. Twenty-one seconds to go. Off the edge they go. Down to 13 seconds, still tied at one apiece. And time ticking down. We're headed to overtime for sure this time. Here we go, first overtime period. Mazenko charges right in, trying to push a head down of Allison. Allison backs up, gets in a little better position. Now they're in the head tie, forehead to forehead. Just working each other back and forth, trying to get a good setup. Now they get out of that. Now an underhook by Allison. Oh, now a knee pick by Mazenko. Would have gotten the takedown, but they were off the edge of the mat. Here we go, back underway, 20 seconds to go in this first overtime period. Head snap by Mazenko. Down to 10 seconds to go. Mazenko comes in like he's going to work a throw. He's got an over and under. Now he lets the under go. And now a fireman's attempt by Allison. Can't get it, or a dump attempt. Time will run out. We're headed to the first ride out. And it will be Mazenko's choice. And he will choose down to start this first ride out period. Mazenko gets set. Allison gets set. We're underway. Mazenko, right off the whistle, tries to turn in. Almost gets himself in a bad position, but he can't get away. Now he stands up, turns in. He's got to break the hands. And he will. There's the one-point escape for Mazenko. So now it's 2-1 in favor of Mazenko. 15 seconds to go. Right on the edge of the match. Shooting in is Allison. He's in on a single leg. He's right on the edge of the mat. I don't know if he's going to be able to finish it. And that'll do it. Time will run out in the first tiebreaker period. We'll head to the second tiebreaker. It'll be Allison's choice. So Allison gets set. He chooses down. Mazenko starts riding, tries to put a half in. Allison comes up to his feet. Mazenko now trying to hang on. Mazenko's got to be careful because he's got a caution for stalling. And they're going to call potentially dangerous and stop the action. So we have 18 seconds to go. Looks like the knee got a little banged up on Mazenko, but he rubs it and he's okay. Allison gets down, gets set. 18 seconds to go. Allison trailing by one. Right off the whistle, Allison makes a move. Mazenko shuts him down. Now a roll attempt by Allison. And close to getting out. And that should be an escape, and it is. 1 point escape for Allison as they go off the edge of the mat with 7 seconds remaining. Here we go, 7 seconds to go in the second tiebreaker. And time will run out. We'll go to the ultimate tiebreaker. It is Allison's choice, and he will choose down. If he escapes, he wins. If Allison rides him out to 30 seconds, Allison, or no, if Mazenko rides him out to 30 seconds, Mazenko will win. Allison on bottom comes up to his feet. Mazenko tries to get a leg in here to trip him down. Allison peeling the hands off, and we're going to have a stalemate call. Wow, that was kind of a gimme because it could have been a caution for stalling. Could have ended the match. So we got 22 seconds left. Allison is in a down position. Mazenko gets set. We're underway. Allison comes up to his feet. Mazenko breaks him back down. Allison riding hard on top. Mazenko riding hard on top. Off the edge they go. Allison was able to get back up to his feet, but couldn't get away. And now we're going to have a caution for stalling. And 1 point awarded to TJ Allison. So your winner, well, wait a minute. The coaches want to talk about this.
Now for our award. That's already the call. They can talk about it all they want. They're getting an explanation on the call, but that's the call.
Match is over. Your champion at 139 pounds, TJ Allison out of Trinity, 3-2 over Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. You're listening to High School Wrestling on greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Well, here we go, 145 pounds now, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park and Ramil Islamov of Baldwin underway. Wow, Islamov undefeated, 34-0, and Higgins 31-6 out of Bethel Park. Must have had a forfeit down here. The third place match is Devin Junko of Trinity and Mason Calguero of Cannon McMillan.
We did. Elijah Thomas of Moon forfeited. Blake Shepis of West Allegheny will take fifth. Thomas sixth.
Ramil Islamov is already up 9-2 with 40 seconds still to go here in the first period. And off the edge of the mat they go.
End of the first period between Junko and Calguero for the third place spot. Scoreless between those two, and Junko will head to the table for blood time.
Well, here we go. Islamov riding on top here in the first period, leading 9-2. He really gets a tight waist in there and a half and tries to roll his opponent over his own body back into that half position. Boy, he is quick. He pulls him right back on top of him, rolls him to the side with that half, then steps out to the side to reinforce it. Off the edge they did go. We're down to 9 seconds to go here in the first period. Trying to come up to his feet is Higgins, but he can't get free. That'll do it for the first period. We'll go into the second period. It'll be Islamov's choice here in a second. He'll defer. And Ethan Higgins will choose neutral.
1:30 remaining third period. Devin Junko of Trinity leads Calguero of Cannon Mac 1-0. More blood time there on the third place bout.
Well, they're on their feet now. A couple hand taps. Fighting for hand control. Now a shot by Islamov in on a single leg. Trying to grab the second leg. He's over near the edge. Just wait a minute. I got to back him up. And now he switches to a double and takes Higgins down. So Islamov will go up 12-2 here in the second period.
Boy, just kind of casually walked him back, didn't he? And then got the takedown.
He really did. It was almost like he saw the line and went, hold on, I got to back up a little bit. I mean, it was that casual. Off they go again. 120 remaining here in the second. And it looks like Islamov is going to cut him, give him the one. So it'll make it 12-3. Now single leg shot by Islamov. He's got that single leg, picks it up, trips the other leg out. That'll make it 15-3, Islamov. Now he'll cut him again. So it's 15-4, under a minute to go here in the second. Now a shot in by Higgins. He's got the leg. Islamov trying to step over the leg, free the hands to come around the side. And there it is. 18-4 now the score as the takedown is awarded to Islamov. We're down to 20 seconds to go here in the second period. Off the edge they go. 17 seconds remaining. To go here in the second. We're underway again. Islamov's going to ride him here for the rest of the period. Down to 5 seconds to go in the second. And that'll do it. We'll head to the third. Ramil Islamov of Baldwin leading 18-4 over Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park.
Third place consolation, a little behind because of some blood time for Devin Junko of Trinity, but he continues to lead 4-1. Calgaro trying to stay out of trouble there, but Junko gets the takedown before the end of the second period. It's now 7-1 going to the third.
Islamov chooses down here in the third period. Comes up to his feet, peels off the hands. He'll get the one-point escape. That'll make it 19-4 and a tech fall for Ramil Islamov, who is your champion at 145 pounds.
Junko still leading 7-1. Recap 133 for you. Collier Hartman of Cannon Mack is your section champ with a 7-5 decision over Kale Yannick of Moon Area. A.J. Snatchko takes third spot on the podium from West Allegheny, an 8-5 decision over Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley. And in the fifth place bout, Seth Miller, your winner, a 7-5 decision for him, Miller of Bethel Park, over Peter Leventis of South Fayette. More blood time for Devin Junko, leading 7-1 here at the 145-pound consolation. We'll step aside for you on WJPA and greensports.net and be back in a moment with 152 pounds.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family.
Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off Exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with family medicine, internal medicine, or pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
And here we go, 152 pounds.
Now, yeah, we got to finish this 145-pound consolation down below you.
I didn't see him.
Can't see past that wall.
I wonder why the championship bout hadn't started.
35 seconds remaining in the third period. Devin Junko of Trinity with a 7-1 lead over Mason Calgaro of Cannon Mack. Another takedown for Junko will make it 10-1. Devin Junko looks like he's going to be able to walk out of here with a third place. Calgaro will finish in the fourth spot. Final couple of seconds here in that third place bout. Recap 139 pounds for you. Your champion from Trinity, TJ Allison, 3-2 ultimate tiebreaker decision over Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. At 139 pounds, third place winner, Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, a 5-1 decision over Jacob Chaykin of Montour. And in the fifth place bout, a major decision for Logan Slovic of West Allegheny over Mike Griffiths of Baldwin, 13-1.
Well, here we go, 152 pounds, Darius McMillan, Peters Township, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. I'd say these guys probably know each other well.
I would say so.
Underway now in your championship bout. Did we do the third and fifth place?
At 152?
Yes.
No, we did not.
Okay.
Over here below us, actually, the third place bout, Upper St. Clair's Derek Wartzel against South Fayette's Luke Dunlap. Dunlap with a 3-0 lead early in that one. And the fifth place bout, Tavis Lindsay of Moon, taking on Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park. Bocelli with a 3-0 lead with 12 seconds to go in the first period.
Well, we are still scoreless here between McMillan and Gibbons.
Actually, already have a final in the 152 third place bout.
Oh, did he default?
Oh, fall. 23 seconds. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette pins Derek Wartzel.
Wow. That was fast. We had one faster 10 seconds earlier.
We did.
Yeah. Here we go, McMillan and Gibbons. Still scoreless. 1 minute to go in the first. McMillan with a record of 40-4. Cole Gibbons comes in with a record of 26-7. And now a snap down by McMillan. Can he come around? No. Getting out of dodge is Gibbons. Now they come back up and work into a head tie. 25 seconds to go here in the first.
Ian Bocelli now with a 7-0 lead over Tavis Lindsay in the fifth place bout.
Well, we've got 14 seconds remaining in the first period. McMillan and Gibbons both off the edge of the mat. Now we're back underway. Time going to run out here in the first period. McMillan and Gibbons will go into the second scoreless.
Lindsay on his back. Bocelli looking for the pin, already leading 10-0. 46 seconds remaining, second period. Trying to muscle his way to get the pin, has to readjust the left arm that's underneath. Going to try to pull up on top and go chest to chest. Can he muscle his way on top here for a pin? Already with a 10-0 lead. More back points coming. Can't quite get the fall yet.
Not for a lack of trying.
The fifth place bout, and there it comes. At 2:45, Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park with the fall over Tavis Lindsay in the 152-pound fifth-place bout.
Well, Cole Gibbons started the second period in a down position. He gets the escape, and he'll lead 1-0. And they'll work from their feet here in the second period. A couple of head taps from Gibbons. And now a single leg shot by Gibbons. Picks up on the leg. McMillan trying to fight this off. Gibbons trying to trip the other leg. Can't get it to go down. And right on the edge of the mat. And off the edge they're going to go. McMillan did a nice job to fight out of that. So here we go. Back into the center with under a minute to go in the second period. Now a shot right off the whistle in on a single leg for McMillan. Trying to fight this off as Gibbons, but he's not going to be able to. And there's the takedown. McMillan will go up 3-1 here late in the second period. McMillan will lace the leg on the one side. Now he's trying to tilt Gibbons to his back. They're right on the edge of the mat, though. Down to 15 seconds to go in the second. And off the edge they go.
We do plan to have coverage of the WPIAL tournament next weekend. Saturday only. They'll start on Friday night. We're going to cover Saturday only. Audio only due to the video rights through NFHS and the Flow partnership with the WPIL. But WJPA will be there with audio-only coverage. We'll be doing another joint broadcast with Green Sports.
Time running down here. We're under 10 seconds to go in the second. Coming up to his feet is Gibbons. Can he get away? Short time. No, he's not going to be able to.
Recap 145 for you. Ramil Islamov of Baldwin with a tech fall over Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park to claim the section championship at 19-4 at 4:15. Third place bout went to Devin Junko of Trinity, a major decision over Mason Calgaro of Cannon Mack, 10-1. And in fifth place, Blake Sheppis of West Allegheny taking 145, taking the fifth place there after a forfeit by Elijah Thomas of Moon.
Here we are in the third period of the championship match at 152 pounds. Darius McMillan leading 4-1 over Cole Gibbons. They started the third period on their feet. I believe it was McMillan's choice. And we have a poke in the eye. So we're going to run injury time and let him take a look at it. While they look at him, we're going to step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net, WJPA Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And now we're back underway. Time ticking down here in the third. Still 4-1, McMillan leading. Now a shot in by Gibbons. Good shot. He's in deep on a single leg. Can he finish it? Whizzer put in by McMillan. Once again, right on the edge. Gibbons trying to walk him back to the center. Down to 50 seconds. Tries to snap him down. Can't make it happen. Now reaching over the back and grabbing the ankle is McMillan. Now McMillan locked in the crotch, trying to get Gibbons out of bounds. We're right on the edge of the mat, 30 seconds to go. Off the edge they go. 4-1, McMillan still leading over Gibbons. 28 seconds to go in the match. Down to 25. And a caution for stalling now against McMillan for backing up. Now a double leg shot by Gibbons. Can he finish? No, he loses the one leg. He's still got the single leg. Time running down there on the edge of the mat. 5 seconds to go. Can he get around behind? He's trying. And he was almost there, but time ran out. So your champion at 152 pounds is Darius McMillan of Peters Township, a 4-1 winner over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. You're listening to the Southern Sectional Tournament right here on greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Well, we're at 160 pounds now, and it'll be Liam Costa of Moon Area against Brock Evans of Waynesburg for the championship. And for fifth place, it'll be Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair, Maxim Miller of Bethel Park. 160-pound action. We are underway now. Evans and Costa. Costa comes in with a record of 29-7. Evans comes in with a record of 18-4. Both wrestlers in the center of the mat kind of stalk each other. A couple of head taps from Evans. Yeah, a couple more head taps. Now Evans tries to be the aggressor somewhat. Still not tying up, still just kind of head taps and pursuing. Down to 45 seconds to go here in the first period. Now a shot from outside by Costa. Can't quite get to the leg. Just comes back up on his feet.
Injury time in the third place bout with 25 seconds remaining in the first period. Rook Smith of Montour leading Bear Bruckner of Trinity 6-2. Fifth place bout, 30 seconds into the second period. Maxim Miller of Bethel Park leads Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair 1-0.
And here's a single leg shot by Costa. Close to getting the takedown, and he will. Costa will get the takedown. Now he's got the leg turned. He's got Evans on his back. Time will run out, but he will pick up two near fall points. So a takedown and two near fall points for Costa makes it 5-0 as they head into the second period.
End of the first period in the third place bout. Rook Smith of Montour start on top here, leading Bear Bruckner of Trinity 6-2.
Okay, second period, it'll be Costa's choice. He'll choose down to start the second period.
Escape point awarded to Bruckner. I apologize, Sam.
Nope, you're good. Costa came up to his feet. Evans took him back down on the mat. Costa comes back up. Evans trying to take him back down, and he will. Costa hits the mat like he's got rubber knees and comes right back up to his feet. Now trying to hang on to the legs is Brock Evans. Costa comes back up on his feet again. Evans better take him down. Official counting. And now a neck wrench by Costa. Can he get Evans? Evans still hanging on. And well, they roll off the edge. No, now a reversal by Costa. 7-0, and he's got Evans on his back, and Evans is in trouble. 109 remaining here. Evans trying to roll out. Costa holding him on his back. And there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and, or 3 minutes and 2 seconds. in favor of Liam Costa of Moon Area over Brock Evans of Waynesburg.
And in the second period in the fifth place bout, Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair and Maxim Miller of Bethel Park. Miller with a 4-1 lead as they get the third period underway. 28 seconds remaining in the third place bout. Rook Smith of Montour now leading Bear Bruckner of Trinity 12-4. So those consolation bouts get underway. We can recap 152 pounds for you. Your section champion at 152 pounds, Darius McMillan of Peters Township. 4-1 decision over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. At 152 pounds, your third place finisher out of South Fayette, Luke Dunlap, with a fall over Derek Wartzel of Upper St. Clair in just 23 seconds. And your fifth place finisher at 152, Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park. He pinned Tavis Lindsay of Moon in 2:45. Here at 160, third place and fifth place bouts still out on the mats after the fall by Liam Costa over Brock Evans. Maxim Miller still leading Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair 4-1. It's with just over a minute remaining in the third period. Another escape point awarded to Bear Bruckner of Trinity, still trailing Rook Smith 12-5 here as they begin the third.
I like watching a martial artist.
Rook Smith is fun to watch.
He is definitely different, but he's quick. Man, he's lightning fast.
And that was Brock Evans. They went to ultimate tiebreaker? Is that where they went, or they just went to overtime?
Brock Evans?
With Rook Smith?
Oh. No, that went to ultimate tiebreaker.
Ultimate tiebreaker.
Yep.
Which has put Rook Smith here in this third place bout. He's got Bear Bruckner on his back, close to the pin, already leading 14-5. More back points coming. Close to the pin, flat on his back, it looks like, is Bruckner. Got to adjust the left arm if you're Rook Smith to try to get this pin, maybe. There it is. It comes at 3 minutes exactly. Rook Smith finishes third with a fall over Bear Bruckner to take third place in the 160-pound consolation. And one last bout left out of the mats at 160 pounds. It's the fifth place one, just 10 seconds remaining in the third period. Maxim Miller leading 8-1 over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair. Maxim Miller going to get the win there in the fifth place bout. We'll come back. We'll have 172 pounds in a moment here on greensports.net and WJPA.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans, the Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
From the first steps in new love, to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Here we go, 172-pound championship bout. Michael Olszewski from Moon and Devin McCauley from Mount Lebanon. In the third place bout, it'll be Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park, Aiden Solomon of Cannon Mack, and in the fifth place bout, Zach Stromach. Nope, that's not right.
No, we're going to have a forfeit at the fifth place bout. Bryce Canizero of Upper St. Clair will take fifth place after the forfeit by Parker Knave of Peters Township.
They can't just throw those names in there like that. What are they doing? I don't know what they're doing.
It's on the results page.
I'm on the dashboard, and they got them all 172 and then a heavyweight bout. So we are still scoreless, Olszewski and McCauley.
Yeah, a couple more forfeits coming in the fifth place bout, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, makes sense.
Solomon and Crawford in the third place bout, scoreless at the end of one.
In on a single leg now is Olszewski. And once again, walking McCauley back, trying to trip that second leg. And he's not going to be able to get it, is he? And that's a takedown for Olszewski. And that'll make it 3-0 as they go off the edge of the mat. 14 seconds remaining here in the first period.
Remind everyone wrestling in this session right now, whether you're in a consolation or you're in the championship, already clinching. Top six going to the WPIL tournament next weekend, which we'll have coverage of on Saturday afternoon only. It'll be audio only on WJPA due to the WPIL contracting rights with NFHS.
So now coming out around the front, getting an escape is McCauley. Or did he get it before time ran out? Yes, he did. 3-1 is the score as we go into the second period. Olszewski's choice, he'll choose down.
Still scoreless between Crawford and Solomon in the third place bout here at 172 pounds. Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan riding on top of Crawford, trying to grab the left leg.
So riding on top is McCauley here in the second period. He picks up on the ankle. And now trying to hit a switch is Olszewski. He should at least get an escape here soon. Olszewski's out around the front. He's got a hold of the leg. Now coming up with the leg is Olszewski, and he tries to bring him back in, and he trips and falls down. I don't know if he's going to be able to complete this right here on the edge of the mat. Olszewski now trying to come between the legs and turn in and get the... I don't even know who has who here. They're like a pretzel all twisted up. And if he could get that side headlock in, he'd pick it up. And he's not. Now it looks like McCauley might come out on top if he can pop his head. And he will. So McCauley will remain in control after all of that. All that work, McCauley's still in control and no points awarded for anything.
Aiden Solomon gets awarded an escape. Now has a 1-0 lead over Caleb Crawford in this third-place consolation. 1:23 remaining third period. They go out of bounds.
McCauley still riding on top. 10 seconds to go. They're on the edge of the mat, but they're not going out. Down to 5 seconds to go. And that'll do it for the second period. Mike Olszewski of Moon with a 3-1 lead over Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon.
Minute remaining in this third-place matchup between Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park and Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan. Solomon still with a 1-0 lead, takes a shot at the left leg of Crawford. Those two lock heads and will go off the mat. Still 1-0 Solomon, 53 seconds remaining there in the third.
Olszewski will be in the top position to start the third period here. Right off the whistle, tries to lace the leg, misses it, and gets reversed. McCauley will get the reversal, and it'll be tied 3-3 now. So McCauley on top, tied 3-3. Minute 40 to go here in the third period. McCauley still riding on top. Olszewski unable to get out from underneath.
Stalling warning called on Caleb Crawford, still trailing Aiden Solomon of Canamac 1-0. Those two lockheads, final 20 seconds.
Olszewski tried to turn in, and as he did, McCauley caught him, took him to his back momentarily, but he bellied out. McCauley still riding on top. We're down to 50 seconds to go here in the third period. We're tied at three apiece.
Takedown for Aiden Solomon to close out the third place bout. Solomon, decision over Crawford for third place, 4-0. This is at 172 pounds.
Down to 35 seconds to go. McCauley still riding on top. Olszewski might be out of gas. He hasn't done a whole lot of moving under there. Down to 15 seconds to go. And now working up to a quad pod is Olszewski. And now running a half is McCauley, but there's not enough time. We're headed to overtime. Tied at three apiece between Olszewski and McCauley.
Chance to recap 160 for you. Moon's Liam Costa, your section champion. The pin on Brock Evans of Waynesburg at 3:02. Third place finisher Rook Smith of Montour had a pin in exactly 4 minutes over Bear Bruckner of Trinity. And at 160 in fifth place, Maxim Miller of Bethel Park, an 8-1 decision over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair.
And now we are rolling all around again. In on a double leg shot is McCauley. Olszewski reaching over the back, and then he just gives it up. He literally just let go of it. So your winner is going to be Devin McCauley, 6-3 out of Mount Lebanon, as he defeats Michael Olszewski of Moon. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA. We'll be back right after this.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Here we go, 189-pound final. It is Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg against Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan. Also out here we have, I'm sorry, Nate, did I jump on you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we do have a forfeit in the fifth place. Bald Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley forfeiting. Nate Reed of Blackhawk will take home fifth place.
In on a single leg attempt is Jake Stevenson.
Third place bout is Owen Berezne of Moon and Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. That one's scoreless at the end of the first period at 189 pounds.
Stevenson has that leg up. Collins trying to fight it off. They're in the center of the mat. Stevenson can't get him to the ground yet. Trying to trip him down. He can't get to that second leg. Stevenson now is just going to keep picking up on the leg as high as he can go. And he will get the takedown right on the edge of the mat. Oh, no, and they're going to say it was off the edge. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay. Maybe because they went into the coach's chair. Could have had something to do with it. We don't want anybody to get hurt today. So we're back underway. Now, wait a minute. They did give the three-point takedown. The referee waved it off, but it's on the scoreboard. So Stevenson will pick up a three-point takedown. I thought maybe because they went into the coach's chair that they waved it off. But it is 3-0 in favor of Stevenson over Collins.
Jackson Bruckner of Trinity in some trouble here, up on his shoulders. That's the end of the period. Locked hands. They're going to award a point to Bruckner.
Well, that is the end of the first period. Stevenson leading 3-0 over Collins. And we'll head into the second. It is Collins' choice, and he'll choose down.
Minute remaining, second period. Bruckner now leading Berezne 1-0.
Stevenson will trap that near leg and ride with a tight waist. Collins trying to get up to his feet.
Bruckner gets awarded an escape. Now 2-0 with 30 seconds remaining, second period in the third place bout.
Collins now works his way up to his feet. Stevenson has hold of the one leg. Off the edge of the mat they go.
Berezne and Bruckner forehead to forehead. Now Bruckner lets him go. They eye each other up. Bruckner leading 2-0, 15 seconds left, second period. Again, this is for third place at 189 pounds.
Back underway, 1 minute, 20 seconds here in the second period. Stevenson out of Waynesburg leading 3-0 over Collins of Cannon McMillan.
Berezne's choice to start the third. He'll take the down position.
Collins now working his way up to his feet. He's in a tripod, tripped back down by Stevenson. Stevenson has Collins flattened out on the edge of the mat.
Escape awarded to Berezne. It's now 2-1, 15 seconds into the third.
Now cross face in by Stevenson. Lets it go, grabs the wrist. He has the leg trapped. And he's trying to work a cross face here. Collins fighting hard. We're down to 15 seconds to go.
Bruckner and Berezne just hand fighting here. 1:15 to go in the third period. Third place bout at 189 pounds.
And time will run out here in the second period. Excuse me. We'll head to the third period. Stevenson leading 3-0. I believe it'll be Stevenson's choice here in the third. And it is, and he'll choose down.
Bruckner and Berezne still forehead to forehead. 45 seconds to go. Nobody willing to take a shot.
So Stevenson gets set, Collins gets set, and we're underway here in the third period. Collins trying to work a head lever here. Stevenson trying to work up to his feet. He gets up on his feet. Collins picks up on a single leg and takes him back down. They're right on the edge of the mat. Stevenson up to a quad pod. And off the edge of the mat they go.
That's it in the third place bout. Bruckner holds on for a 2-1 decision over Owen Berezne. Jackson Bruckner of Trinity will take third. Owen Berezne of Moon finishes fourth.
So here we go, back underway. Both wrestlers on their feet. Stevenson leading 4-0 over Collins. Collins drives into a head tie, tries a drag by attempt. Doesn't quite work. And now an overhook by Stevenson, but picking up on the leg is Collins right on the edge of the mat. And off the edge they go. We're down to 48 seconds to go here in the match.
2:15 coming up next.
And now Collins, the aggressor here as he drives straight in, goes to that head tie, starts working out of it. Pushes Stevenson back toward the edge. Stevenson now in a double underhook. Overhook supplied by Collins. He gets out of that. Now he's off the edge of the mat again. Now we're going to have a caution for stalling against Stevenson. Down to 20 seconds to go. Off the edge they go. Collins drives in. Stevenson backs up. Collins trying to work a throw. Stevenson's still backing up. He's going to get called for stalling again, and he does. There's the second caution for stalling. That'll make it 4-1 in favor of Stevenson. 11 seconds to go. Shot in by Collins. Panning back is Stevenson. Time running down. We're down to 3 seconds to go. And your winner is going to be Jake Stevenson out of Waynesburg. 4-1 over Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan. And we're going to step aside once again. You're listening to greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
215-pounders now on the mat. Hunter Goals out of Bethel Park and Braden Collins, Cannon McMillan in your championship bout. And in your third-place match, Khalil Razapour from Moon and Ian Halub. I always call him Halub. Halub. Ian Halub from Trinity.
Forfeit at 215 in the fifth place bout. Mahabala Amini of Baldwin will take fifth after the forfeit by Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg. And we saw Rowan have some issues in that in one of his bouts here today and got sick, ended up losing, getting upset there. And, hey, he's going to go to the WPIL tournament next weekend, and we'll have coverage for that, but decides not to go here in the fifth place bout.
And hopefully he feels a lot better next week. So it is 3-0. Collins out of Cannon McMillan picks up a takedown here in the first to lead over Hunter Goals of Bethel Park.
Scoreless at the end of the first period in the third place bout between Razapour of Moon and Halub of Trinity. Razapour starting this second period on top. Halub trying to escape, gets up to one knee. Falls back down to both now. He's trying to get on a leg.
Riding hard on top is Brayton Collins. He's got both arms barred, trying to take Goals to his back. Now he'll go over and try the other side and drive it. Can't get him to go. Time running down here in the first period. Down to 5 seconds to go. And that'll do it. We'll head to the second period with Collins leading 3-0 over Goals. And it is Goals' choice. He'll choose neutral.
Halub had flattened out, gets back up to his knees on the side of the mat. Almost out of bounds, keeping a foot in is Razapour here. 42 seconds to go, second period. Still scoreless in this third place bout between Razapour and Halub as they do go off the mat.
Now an arm drag attempt by Collins. Can't get it to go. Now double leg shot by Collins. Can he drive into it? No. Good hips by Goals to get back and block that. Right on the edge of the mat and off the edge they go.
27 seconds remaining, second period in the third place bout. Razzapur and Holub still scoreless. Razzapur has spent the entire period on top, trying to muscle his way to Holub to his butt at least. Holub gets up to his feet now, trying to get out of the grasp, and they'll both go out of bounds. No escape, a point awarded to Holub. 13 seconds remaining in the second period there in the third place bout.
Still on their feet here in the first place bout. 1 minute to go here in the second as they go off the edge. 3-0, Collins still leading over goals.
13 seconds left. Holub gets up to his feet. They go to the edge, still wrapping around the waist is Razzapur, and he rips Holub back down to the mat. End of the second period, still scoreless between those two for third place.
Collins now is going to pick up another takedown. He'll go up 6-0 with about 40 seconds remaining here in the second period. Off the edge they go, down to 30 seconds to go in the second period. And we're underway once again.
And gear comes off of Ian Holub of Trinity. Takes a shot at the left leg of Razzapur. Razzapur trying to fight it off. It's two stacked on top of each other now. Razzapur trying to flip around Holub. Does get out of the grasp of Holub, so no takedown awarded there. Escape a point for Razzapur makes it 1-0.
And that'll do it for the second period in the championship bout. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan leading 6-0 over Hunter Goals of Bethel Park. And it will be, I believe it's Collins' choice, and he chose top. So here we go, underway in the third period, 215-pound championship bout.
Third place bout, 57 seconds remaining. It's Razzapur 1, Holub nothing.
Collins still riding on top, trying to work some type of pinning combination. Working back up to his base, his goals.
Olive having a major issue with the headgear. Keeps sliding off of it. Tighten that up. Well, keeps playing with it while he's trying to hand fight.
Well, and those headgears are known to come right down in your eyes, too. So, 1 point escape now given two goals. And that'll make it 6-1 as they go off the edge of the mat. With 1:10 remaining here in the third period.
15 seconds remaining here in the third place bout. Razzapur finally will get the first takedown. Takes Holub to his back. And there's the pin with just 6 seconds left in the third period. Time of the fall, 4:54 for Khalil Razzapur over Ian Holub of Trinity. Razzapur takes third, Holub fourth.
Still on our feet here, 45 seconds to go. Between Collins and Goals, Collins still leading. Off the edge they go.
Recap 189 for you here in a moment.
Back underway, 35 seconds to go here in the final match, or final period, excuse me. 6-1, Collins still leading over Goals. Goals a slap at the leg, nothing to do there. Down to 20 seconds to go. Down to 10, looks like your champion is going to be out of Cannon McMillan. It's going to be Braden Collins. Time will run out. He's going to win 6-1 your final as Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan defeats Hunter Goals of Bethel Park. You're listening to the WPIAL AAA Southern Sectional on greensports.net and WJPA.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today
as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Well, it's time for the heavyweights. Cam Dana out of West Allegheny and Ben Lloyd out of Mount Lebanon in your championship bout.
In your third place matchup, Michael Gibson of Bethel Park and Owen Rush of Cannon Mack. That's scoreless in the first 20 seconds of the first period. And in the fifth place bout, that first period coming to an end now, Peters Township, Zach Stromach, and Jacob Hallbettel of Montour, those two scoreless as well.
Just over a minute to go here in the first period. No score between Lloyd and Dana. Want to congratulate Ben Lloyd. Got his 100th career victory in his semifinal bout.
Stromach of Peters Township gets a takedown before the end of the first period. He leads 3-0 over Hallbettel of Montour as they go to the second.
Couple of head taps back and forth, not a whole lot of action here. 30 seconds to go in the first period. Another head tap by Lloyd. Now they go into a head tie. Down to 15 seconds to go. Time running down here in the first period. We are going to go into the second period scoreless between Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon, Cam Dana of West Allegheny.
Injury time for Zach Stromach of Peters Township in the fifth place bout. Still scoreless in the third place bout. Michael Gibson of Bethel Park has a leg of Owen Rush of Cannon Mack. Reversal for Gibson makes it 2-0 with 1:25 remaining in the second period as they go out of bounds.
Here in the second period, Cam Dana starts in a down position. Comes right up to his feet. Picking up on a single leg is Ben Lloyd, and then they go off the edge of the mat.
Back to action in the fifth place bout. Stromach leading 3-0. 1:38 remaining second period there.
Now working his way back up to his feet is Cam Dana. And this time he's going to pick up the one-point escape.
Another takedown for Stromach. And there's a pin. Time of the fall, 1:42. Zach Stromach takes fifth from Peters Township. Jacob Hallbettel of Montour will finish sixth on the podium.
Down to just about a minute to go here in the second period. 1-0, Cam Dana leading after that escape, and off the edge they go.
30 seconds remaining in the third place bout in the second period. Michael Gibson of Bethel Park still leading Owen Rush of Cannon Mack 2-1. Those two forehead to forehead in the middle of the mat.
A lot of dancing around in the middle of the mat here in the heavyweight final between Cam Dana and Ben Lloyd.
Just hand fighting.
Now they're going to work into each other.
Gibson goes for the right leg of Owen Rush. Rush staying on his feet. And they both go out of bounds.
Down to 30 seconds to go here in a second. Still 1-0 in favor of Cam Dana of West Allegheny.
Rush's choice for the third. In the 285 third place bout, he'll take the bottom.
Down to 10 seconds to go in the championship bout, second period. Still 1-0, Cam Dana out of West Allegheny. And that'll do it for the second period. It'll be Lloyd's choice here in the third. He trails by one. He'll choose down.
Gibson allows the escape to Owen Rush. 1:40 remaining third period, and now we're tied at two.
And he'll come up, turn in, get the one-point escape. We're tied at one apiece. And now driving straight in is Cam Dana, but off the edge of the mat they go.
Gibson and Rush hand fighting once again, forehead to forehead in the middle of the mat. 1 minute remaining, third period.
Back in the center of the mat. Minute 25 to go here in the match. Now we're into a head tie, ear to ear. They work back out of that. Now we're back into the head tie again.
38 seconds remaining in the third place bout. Here at heavyweight. We didn't get to recap 189. We'll do it after the heavyweights. We'll get 189, 215. Get the whole bracket for you of who's headed to the WPIL tournament next weekend. Friday night and Saturday, we'll have coverage of just Saturday here on WJPA due to the video rights of the WPIAL and NFHS.
Down to 37 seconds to go. Neither heavyweight has really taken a shot at the legs. They've done some hand fighting and tried to work positioning. Now they move back into the head tie. We're down to 15 seconds to go.
Rush tried to take a shot at the leg, but that brings the third period to an end in the third place bout. Still tied at two. We go to sudden victory.
And time will run out in the championship bout. We're headed to overtime. Tied at one apiece.
Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. Rush locks up his head. They let each other go.
Cam Dana, West Allegheny, Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon in a championship bout, tied at one apiece. Here in the overtime period, we're down to 30 seconds to go in the first overtime.
Gibson tried to go for the leg, couldn't get it. 18 seconds remaining. Goes for the leg again. Rush tried to get the reversal. Those two go off the mat with 2 seconds left.
Time's going to run out here in the first overtime period in the championship bout. We're headed to tiebreaker one. And it's going to be Mount Lebanon's choice. He'll choose down. That's Ben Lloyd.
Going to the first tiebreaker period in the third place bout as well. Flip will give it to Gibson of Bethel Park, who will choose the bottom position.
Lloyd will come right to his feet, picking up on a single leg is Cam Dana. And off the edge of the mat they go.
Gibson scrambles to his feet. Rush, not able to hang on. He'll get the one-point escape. 20 seconds remaining in the first tiebreaker period.
Ben Lloyd comes up to his feet. Dana picks up on the ankle again and takes him back down. Time's going to run out in tiebreaker one. And it'll now be Cam Dana's choice, and he'll take down.
First tiebreaker ends in the third place bout. Gibson leading 3-2. Owen Rush now will choose the bottom position. Gibson gets a good lock in him, takes Rush back to the mat, face down into the mat, trying to hold him off here. Now Rush gets up to his feet, can't get rid of the grasp of Gibson.
And a one-point escape here for Cam Dana. Dana leads 2-1.
Gibson rips Rush back to the mat. Did they call a reversal there? They did. Owen Rush able to flip on top of Michael Gibson. Bethel Park coaches can't believe it. Owen Rush makes it 4-3 as they go out of bounds with 5 seconds remaining in the tiebreaker period.
Your champion is Cam Dan out of West Allegheny, a 2-1 winner over Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon.
Owen Rush with a reversal in the second tiebreaker period to take third place, 6-3 over Michael Gibson. All right, folks, we are done wrestling. We're going to step aside, get our breath, take a look at our podium finishers in all of our weight classes. I know we didn't get to recap 189, 215, and now we can do 285. We're going to step aside for a moment. We're back here in a minute on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with family medicine, internal medicine, or pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Welcome back to South Fayette High School. We have wrapped up the Southern Sectional in AAA Individual Wrestling here on greensports.net and WJPA. We started wrestling at 9:30. Didn't get much of a break, even when we thought we were going to get a break between the finals and the third and fifth place bouts in there from the semis and the other consolations. They rushed that right along to keep us moving, we've had a lot of fun here, a lot of wrestling today.
Oh, yeah, a lot of wrestling today. Actually, pretty good matches.
Yeah, we've had some great bouts. Six wrestlers from each weight class move on to wrestle in the WPIAL tournament next weekend. It'll be wrestled on Friday night and on Saturday all day. WJPA and Green Sports will be teaming up to bring you once again action next weekend. It will be Saturday only. It will be audio only, and that's because of the NFHS's deal with the WPIL for the video rights. So we will have audio only next week here on WJPA. Let's run down the six that finish on the podium, and we'll head to that tournament starting at 107 pounds, Sam.
Okay, your champion tonight is Nicholas McGarity out of Peters Township. He was a winner over Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, 6-3. Your third-place finisher at 107 was Bryce Thomas of Moon Area, and he was a winner by default over Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Your fifth-place finisher was Cooper Knorr of Chartiers Valley, winner by fall over Spencer Hills of Upper St. Clair.
At 114 pounds, your section champion is Lucas Carson out of West Allegheny, won by a 9-4 decision over Parker Jennings of Trinity. Third place finisher, Karsten Kirchner of Moon, a fall over Aiden Miller of Baldwin in 417. And at 114 pounds, your fifth-place finisher, Alisher Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair, a pin of Sam Burgunder of Chartiers Valley at 235.
121 pounds, your champion was Thomas Bencho out of West Allegheny. He was a winner over Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan, 14-8. Your third-place finisher at 121 pounds was Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park. He was a winner over Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon, 7-0. And your fifth-place finisher at 121, Brock Dennison of South Fayette. Winner by fall in 122 over Landon Alt of Trinity.
Trinity's Dom Canale is your 127-pound section champion after a major decision over Mount Lebanon's Evan Sala, 9-0. Third-place finisher at 127 pounds today from Bethel Park, Colton Finisher, a 7-6 decision over Floyd Huff of Waynesburg. And your fifth-place finisher at 127 pounds, Dane McMillan of Peters Township, after a 12-10 decision over Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair.
Your 133-pound champion out of Cannon McMillan, Collier Hartman, was a winner by decision over Kale Yannick of Moon, 7-5. Your third-place finisher at 133 pounds, A.J. Snatchko out of West Allegheny. He was a winner by decision over Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley, 8-5. And at 133 pounds, your fifth-place finisher, Seth Miller out of Bethel Park. He was a winner by decision over Peter Leventis of South Fayette, 7-5.
Trinity's T.J. Allison is your 139-pound section champion, a 3-2 decision in the ultimate tiebreaker against Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. Also at 139 pounds, your third-place finisher, Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, after a 5-1 decision over Jacob Chaikin of Montour. And at 139 pounds, Logan Slovic will pick up the fifth-place spot of West Allegheny after a major decision over Baldwin's Mike Griffiths, 13-1.
145 pounds, your champion was Devin Junko out of Trinity. He was a winner by major decision over Mason Calguero of Cannon McMillan, 10-1. Your third-place finisher at 145, Blake Sheppas out of West Allegheny. He was a winner by forfeit over Elijah Thomas of Moon Area. Nope, I skipped somebody. Your third-place finisher at 145. Let's start again. Your champion at 145 was Ramil Islamov out of Baldwin, a winner by tech fall over Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park, 19-4. Your third-place finisher was Devin Junko out of Trinity. He was a winner over Mason Calguero of Cannon McMillan, 10-1. And your fifth-place finisher at 145, Blake Sheppas out of West Allegheny, a winner by forfeit over Elijah Thomas.
Peters Township's Darius McMillan is your 152-pound champion after a 4-1 decision over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. Also at 152 pounds in third place, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette pinned Derek Wurzel of Upper St. Clair in just 23 seconds. Your fifth-place finisher at 152, Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park, pinned Moon Area's Tavis Lindsay at 245.
Your champion at 160 pounds is Liam Costa out of Moon Area. He was a winner by fall over Brock Evans of Waynesburg in 3 minutes and 2 seconds. Your third-place finisher at 160, Rook Smith, of Montour, winner by fall over Bear Bruckner of Trinity in 4 minutes flat. Your fifth-place finisher at 160, Moxham Miller out of Bethel Park, winner by decision over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair, 8-1.
The 172-pound Southern Section champion, Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon, a 6-3 sudden victory decision over Michael Olszewski of Moon Area. Also at 172 pounds, Aiden Solomon of Cannon Mack finishing in third place, a 4-0 decision over Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park. And in fifth place, Bryce Canizero of Upper St. Clair. He takes home fifth after Parker Knave of Peters Township forfeited.
189-pound champion Jake Stevenson out of Waynesburg was a winner over Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan, 4-1. Your third-place finisher at 189 pounds, Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. He was a winner by decision over Owen Berezne of Moon, 2-1. And your fifth-place finisher at 189 pounds, Nate Reed of Blackhawk, a winner by forfeit over Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley.
Two section champions out of Cannon Mack. The second one is at 215 pounds, Braden Collins, after a 6-1 decision over Hunter Goles of Bethel Park. Third place at 215, Khalil Razapour of Moon pinned Ian Holub of Trinity with just 6 seconds remaining. Time of the fall, 4:54. And your fifth place finisher out of 215, Mahabala Amini out of Baldwin, benefiting from a Rowan Tustin forfeit out of Waynesburg.
Your heavyweight champion today, Cam Dana out of West Allegheny. He was the winner by decision, 2-1 in ultimate tiebreaker over Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. Your third place finisher at 285, Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan, a winner by decision over Michael Gibson of Bethel Park, 6-3 in tiebreaker two. And your fifth place finisher at 285 pounds, Zach Stromach of Peters Township, and he was a winner by fall over Jacob Halbittel out of Montour. Time of the fall, 1:42.
Well, Sam, we might be the only two left in this gym by the time we get out of here. Everybody has packed up quickly. The mats are already off the floor. They're cleaning up the tables and the score tables. The bleachers are cleaned up. Long day here at South Fayette, but a fun one nonetheless.
It was a great time. I enjoyed it. Look forward to see how these kids do next week at the WPIAL tournament.
Yeah, again, WJPA will have audio coverage with greensports.net of both the 2A and 3A WPIAL tournament next weekend, just on Saturday, and it'll be audio only because of the agreement with NFHS and the WPIAL for video. Partner, always good to be with you on the mic, my friend.
Enjoyed it, man. Basketball or wrestling, doesn't matter. Had a good time.
Today's broadcast on WJPA and on greensports.net was brought to you by WVU Medicine. Call 855-WVU-CARE. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, the people you know, the people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency, on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Thanks so much to all the folks that have listened in all day long. Proud to bring you Western Pennsylvania High School Wrestling here on WJPA and on greensports.net. Thanks to the folks here at South Fayette as well. Always great hosts. For my partner, Sam McCollum, I'm Nate Rigotti signing off. More wrestling for you next weekend here on WJPA and Green Sports.